Good morning and praise the Lord.
Morning.
It is good to be in the house of God. Amen. Kindly open our Bibles and read Proverbs chapter 3 verses 1 to 35. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 1 to 35. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and men. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be healthy to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou cast desire are not be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul, and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy walk safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou layest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lay down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of desolation of the wicked, when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it's in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it by thee. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The course of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. But he giveth grace. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of the fools. Amen. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessing we receive from him. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus who shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins to give us eternal life. Lord, we come to you today with gratitude for all your goodness, faithfulness, loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for every trial that was beyond our control, but you delivered us out from all of them. Lord, we thank you for the discipline that we receive from you for our sins, for the rebukes through your word, and for the suffering that you allowed us to pass through in our lives. We thank you for our salvation, for the miracles, wonders, and we thank you for your provision, for our jobs and incomes, for our food, the good health, the strength, answered prayers, for the healing and for the pleasure that we gather once again today in your house to worship you and serve you. Lord, thank you for all the seen and unseen things that you bestow upon us in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God, renounce your anger, laziness, selfishness, non-willingness to serve, renounce your worldliness, your lies, your greed, love of money, your fight, your strife, and the rest of your sins. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood. As you said in your word, if we confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. For Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our needs, trusting you that as we obey you and do your commands, then you will provide for us all our needs. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families, pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that you will protect and provide for each and every family in the church their needs. Lord, we pray that each and every family to unite daily in reading your word, in worship, in kneeling down, and in prayers. Lord, I pray for each and every family to be a good example to others around them in the society that they live in. Lord, enable them to evangelize and to reach other people around them and plant new Bible studies. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family's members who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for each husband to lead his wife and children according to your will. Lord, we pray for each wife to be submissive and a good helper to her husband. Lord, we pray for parents to be united to implement discipline to their children, and the children will be obedient to their parents in obeying their instructions that come from your word of God. Lord, we pray for the children to give them humble and teachable hearts and make them diligent to help in household chores and to study well. Lord, we trust you as we discipline our children that they will grow and be blessed by you. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for yourself to be a good example to others around you and to evangelize to them that through you, they will come to know Christ. Commit yourself to bring your tithes and offerings and your first fruit to God. Lord, we pray for my brothers and sisters to be a good example to their colleagues and to evangelize to them by words and by good deeds and attitudes that the salvation of Jesus will reach them. Lord, bless all those places of works for our brethren. We pray that they will receive their salaries on time and they will be honest to bring to you their tithes and their offerings and first fruits. Lord, we pray for those who are faithful in giving what is due for you, that you will increase their salaries in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. If you know any brother or sister in need, pray for him and pray for her. Lord, we pray for those who are sick, to heal them and provide jobs and income to those who are jobless, and to give wisdom and solution to those who are in troubles. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, those whom we met daily, and those whom we know back home in our countries to be safe. Lord, we commit ourselves to reach out with your word and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we commit ourselves to continue to pray for them. Lord, humble them and reveal yourself to them. Lord, grant them repentance and give them salvation in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, we commit ourselves to pray for all those places that you allowed your church to expand to and to preach the gospel in these countries. Lord, we pray for the people that you will reveal yourself to them in visions and dreams. Lord, we commit ourselves to be a good example to them by obeying the rules and the laws in those countries and be a good citizens. Lord, we pray that you will give us favor in the eyes of those who are in the government, and you will provide for us all the logistic, the offices, and documentation that we need. Lord, prosper all those places, so we too, your church, to be prosper in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for the church and all the ministries of the church to grow. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted in other places not yet been reached by the gospel. We pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to give us more spiritual gifts, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of faith, gift of healing, gift of service, administration, evangelism, pastoring, teaching, prophesying, and the rest of the gifts, the talents that we need so that your church will operate with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregation. We pray to bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, use all these ministries to bring new people to you. Sanctify all of us, workers, members, to work with you always and fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, raise up more workers and pastors to serve you. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our service today. Lord, anoint us and the items of our worship. Anoint our prayers, anoint our songs. Lord, bring us into the most holy place and touch us with your Holy Spirit. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship and praise you. Lord, heal people, set others free from their bandages and save them. Lord, anoint the message of today and speak to us. Lord, let your word change us and transform us. Lord, anoint the recording of today's worship and use it to reach the rest of the congregations, families, and the members of the church, and to reach the lost in the new places and to the new people. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and give praises unto him. Thank you.
Lord, in your power, in your